This is the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. Frank Carter and his mate Dean, who I presume is in the Rattlesnakes from Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, come in to play Innuendo Bingo, and it's a really good one. Korean Billy is back with a brand new British accent. And is President Obama already a ho? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Oh, hiya. Thanks to Dev for covering my unexpected day off yesterday. I was stuck in Schiphol in Amsterdam. Lovely airport. Not so much for 8 hours. I did actually offer to go and try and de-ice the plane at one point myself. They weren't keen. Anyway, cheers, Dev. The Scott Mills Daily. What did I miss yesterday, then?
You missed me and Dev. We did lunch trumps.
Oh, yes.
Which I think you'll be gutted to miss out on, although you do still seem slightly dubious about that game.
I'm warming to it,
oh,
you know?
Oh, you know it's good. You know it's a good one.
Yes, I was stuck in the old Schiphol airport there.
Unfortunate for you, isn't it, there? Stuck in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Tricky Monday for you.
Well, yeah, there's not much to do there, because I was there 8 hours, and it's like, right, you can buy some tulips or some clogs. Or
we should play some violins underneath this, shouldn't we?
No, I'm not. Don't want sympathy. I'm just saying, there's not that much to do. I have a ham and cheese panini there, and... still 7 hours to go.
Yeah, just eat.
Yeah. Right, so potential challenge for you today on Innuendo Bingo. Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. Keen?
Yeah, keen. Everyone's making out this is really controversial to me, though.
It's just not the kind of guest that we would have on that often, but I embrace change, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Although it could be a bit like that time where you were slightly out of your depth at Big Weekend when we were doing a live show and we were interviewing Van McCann from Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And what was your question? So you're looking forward to seeing the Foo Fighters?
Yeah,
it was
a perfectly reasonable question, actually.
He went, no.
Yeah, the response, I didn't know how to deal with that.
Chris went all red and went, okay.
They're headlining Big Weekend.
No, I just don't really like them. I mean, each to their own, but I just don't like them. Right, so this is Frank Carter. If you're not aware, we're playing his track Wildflowers a lot at the moment on Radio 1. He used to be in Gallows. All of the fans of Frank have been on saying, I need to hear this. Can I see it too? Yep, you'll be able to watch it on Facebook Live. And on Twitter... Right, normally I would hide under the desk from this kind of music, but on Twitter earlier, I saw that Frank is massively up for it. He's doing the old umbrella emojis there. He's like, I'll see you there later, mate.
He seems to be quite you wet, so I'd be worried about that one.
Yeah, he seems quite keen. So Frank Carter and Dean, Rattlesnake, coming in at 1:45 today for Innuendo Bingo. It's a different one for us. I like it. Not someone from Towie.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's Ariana Grande in Focus on Radio 1. Feels really weird playing that when Frank Carter started, doesn't
it? I know, it's kind of a moment.
hello, Frank. Hello, Dean.
Hello.
From Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. Welcome to Daytime Radio 1.
Thank you for having us.
Can I just say thank you for bringing gifts?
You're very, very welcome.
That never happened. So what's in it?
How does that never happen?
It doesn't really. It doesn't, does it?
Well, no, not really, no.
They don't let us on radio in the daytime very often, so I thought we'd better try and drive our way back in. Well, that is an album, that is a copy of our album, but we just decided to make a big book out of it because we had a lot of content. So we're unlike most artists in that we have lots of content.
What's that?
That's sorry, guys. Squeeze that one in there.
Yeah, yeah. You are, it has to be said, you're all over Radio 1 at the moment. You did the Artist Takeover show recently. You're doing a session for Mr. Jam tonight, from Maida Vale. And well done on the album as well, top five album.
Thank you, yeah.
Modern Ruin.
It's kind of unprecedented. Look, we knew it was good, but we didn't. You never know how people are going to accept it, and the world has accepted it graciously.
Does it matter to you that you've got a top five album?
Yeah, it's huge. It's enormous, yeah. I mean, my mum was, like, beside herself. She was so stoked. And my dad, I said we'd get the early one, you know, and when it went in the chart on Saturday, it was number two, and I sent a little picture to my mum and my dad, and I was like, what do you think? And my dad was like, Mike Oldfield's got a new album out. And I was like, cheers, mate.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Dad.
I loved your tweet a minute ago. Once you hear me get soaked, go and buy our album.
Yeah, well, you know, it's cheap. It's $4.99 on iTunes. You better go and buy it right now.
I've got to say, you're both looking quite smart today. Have you bought any change of clothes for this?
Well, see, I
Frank
was
in particular.
To, Yeah, I was told that it was just a little thing where you laugh, and I'll come in, it looks like an episode of Dexter.
It is a bit Dexter. It's great, this, Frank, because we were told that you're well into the game.
Yeah.
You're
yeah, okay.
well hyped for the game.
Yeah.
Don't worry, this has happened before with this
It happens a lot.
It's fine, I've got an umbrella in my bag, it's fine.
Have you? You can hold
right. that. Yeah.
It is true that, isn't it? They're like, honestly, the band really want to play the game.
They're like the biggest
fans. And they get
fans.
There like, never heard of it.
Yeah. No, I only say that because I just don't want there to be any awkwardness if something were, if you did get some water on you,
you
and I just
don't
want you
right
to. Well, I just don't want you to lash out.
No, there's no lashing out. I'm a changed man. I'll get you afterwards.
There's so many people on already, like Tegan saying, so happy to see Frank Carter, the Rattlesnakes on Radio 1. We have been playing at the song a lot. Also, Jody is looking forward to this today. I mean, a lot of people are asking, why is Frank doing this? But, you know, yeah, I mean, it probably won't happen again. So let's all enjoy it, shall we?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's all enjoy it. And your tour starts tomorrow as well.
It does, yeah. We've been incredibly lucky to be invited out with Biffy Clyro, mighty Biffy Clyro.
Ridiculous.
So we're just going to go and play some gigantic stages all over Europe, starting tomorrow, and just try and do our best.
Does it always stay wild going on tour? Or after a lot more experience, does things calm down a little bit?
No, things never calm down. I mean, I've been doing this for 12 years, and I got sent home from Berlin this summer in a wheelchair, so
right.
it just gets worse, and I just get older.
You haven't quite got to the having a green tea and going to bed stage yet.
No, we're
you?
At that stage as well.
Oh, are
yeah,
you?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Post show, we're very relaxed. Our rider is all pumpkin seeds and avocado. But
is it?
It's just, you know, the performance has to be the performance. Yeah. And
oh, so it's wildly yeah. different afterwards than it is before. So before, big party, big...
I think
big
it depends on your version of wild. See, I think pumpkin seeds and avocado is a pretty wild way to cap off the day.
Fair enough.
And then maybe a chamomile before bed.
Well, let's not go too far.
Right, we're going to play Wildflowers by Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, and then we're going to play Innuendo Bingo. Should be an interesting one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Frank and Dean from the Rattlesnakes are with us today. A different booking for Innuendo Bingo, but I like a change. Yes, I do. All right, there, Chris?
Yeah. No, this is awesome.
It is awesome.
It's real friendly and it's all fine, yeah.
Yeah. Remember, it's going to be afterwards he's going to get you.
First one in the face, I'm tackling you. Straight out.
Right,
straight
this
down.
This is the problem, Scott.
I'm sorry, mate. It's just in the blood, you know?
you can see us on Facebook Live as well if you want to watch us. So, get your water in your mouths. Lots of it, please.
Right.
It's cold at first, so please don't swear.
Okay, lads.
There we go. Here we go. So, starting with a classic from Match of the Day with Gary Lineker. Now, Gary's guest here isn't the youngest of blokes, but even so, I think Gary's final question could be a little bit much for him.
He's so exciting about the league and how the way they work. Yeah, very positive.
Do you think you'll stay up, Dick?
100%.
That's the Dutch football manager, Dick Advocaat, there. Is that right? What?
Nothing.
Is that how I say it?
Do you think you'll stay up, Dick?
100%.
Yeah. He's confident. Mm-hmm. Water, please. Mm-hmm. Here's one from last night on BBC Radio 5 Live, where Phil Tufnell was talking cricket. Now, here Phil is listing three of his favourite things, although I do get the impression he was hoping to say the last one quickly, so nobody really noticed.
I think Broad is a top-quality seam bowler. He's very, very clever, very, very skilled. I like Ball, I like Plunkett, and I like Willie.
Yes, Frank. Get involved. That's it.
Sorry, mate.
David Willie, of course. Right, famous cricketer.
I like Ball, I like Plunkett, and I like Willie.
Yeah. Why not? Water, please. Now we're going over to BBC Breakfast. There's so much going on in the news right now, it is hard to keep up. But sometimes, I don't know about you, a fact comes along that really makes you stop and think and listen.
The average semi today is around half the size of the equivalent back in the 1920s.
The government is saying that a standard size should be agreed upon.
Now, we're supposed to say politically neutral here on the BBC, but I think we could all agree with that.
Doing so well.
I think there should be a standard size.
I was doing so well.
The average semi today...
Half the size of the 20s.
The government is saying that a standard size should be agreed upon.
Water, please.
All good?
Mm-hmm.
Frank Carter and Dean are playing Innie Under Bingo. I never thought I'd see it. Next, it's This Weekend Saturday Live on BBC Radio 4 with an unusual confession early on in the show from this normally quite reserved presenter.
And do keep them coming. It's Saturday Live at bbc.co.uk. And my sack has literally been bulging all week. It definitely has. Even the postman was shocked. Even the postman was shocked. And this is because...
That's a good one.
Oh, all week.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Right, water please.
I'm just laughing at his heavy load.
I know.
That was a struggle.
A classic now from Mary Berry. You might know, you might need to reload your water a few times on this clip. We all know Mary from Bake Off, but did you know she also had her own spin-off series called Mary Berry Cooks? Happily, we get to see a lot more of Mary in this show.
I'm going to squeeze them up so they keep moist in the tin. The reason why I'm putting the breasts on one side, I always find with a chicken or with a guinea fowl, the breasts cook faster than the thighs. So I'm going to put them in the oven at 160 fan for about 20 minutes, and then I will take the breasts out because they'll be ready.
Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary.
I'm going to squeeze them up so they keep moist.
Okay. Water, please. Try not to be distracted by the sound effects on this next one. Oh, we're going over to Steve Wright on BBC Radio 2.
The look Chris has just given me.
What was the look?
It's a bad one.
So, yeah, it's Steve Wright on Radio 2. Now, it can be dangerous when you encounter wild animals at sea, so I'm pleased to say this story does have a very happy ending.
Jamie Gallagher, who's 15, was amazed to befriend a wild seal. Yes, thank you very much. On his first dive from a boat close to the Calf of Man, friendly seal swam up to Jamie and began tugging on his equipment.
Oh. And finally, on today's Innie Under Bingo, Channel 5's Big Brother from last night, where Jedward have become surprisingly close with loose woman Colleen Nolan. They even call her Notorious Nolan, and she really will be after this incident.
Notorious Nolan, get over here, she's died, you gotta give her a resuscitation. She's dying!
We're gonna bang her. Oh, bang!
Where's your car?
Bang!
Being banged by Jedward.
Oh, Colleen.
What a mate.
Frank, Dean, thank you very much.
Cheers,
and don't forget, the album is out now, Modern Ruin, and Mr. Jam Session from Maida Vale tonight from 7 p.m.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just looked in the plastic bag that Frank Carter offered Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes gave me. There's a pair of, well, they're not Fey bands, but...
Real ones?
But the ones that rhyme with Fey bands in there. And...
This is mad.
I didn't hear quite...
This is actually mad.
No, I didn't hear quite what he said, but he said something about manager's sunglasses. So I do apologise if Frank Carter, if you're the manager of Frank Carter and he's given away your sunglasses to me.
Because
they were
so
definitely
awesome.
Definitely in the bag.
That's so awesome. Well, what else is in the bag? There's the album, right?
Yeah.
And then he said the manager's sunglasses, and I guess you just assumed they were going to be some wacky glasses, but they're real...
Some crystal clear transparent vinyl. Of the album.
Okay.
Sunglasses.
Album, but it feels to me that the sunglasses aren't meant to be in there. Oh, you'll have them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any day where you can acquire a new pair of sunglasses is a good day for me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oi, why are you grassing me up to Frank Carter?
No, I need to know if this was an accident or not. It's not grassing, is it? He's gifted you them. He's put them in the bag.
Nice.
I just want to find out, really, why he's given you those sunglasses. It's so strange.
They're definitely secondhand, but thanks, Frank.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Ah, not too much. I was watching the television last night, and I was scrolling through the Sky, and on Sky Atlantic, there was a programme called Obama, the President. Hello.
No, I know what's happened here. The title of the show was probably too long.
Yeah,
so I
yeah.
don't think they were hooing the outgoing president, because that's way too soon.
It would have been who...
Yeah, it would have been Obama, the president who... I don't know. change the world. I've got it here. Obama, the president who hoped to change America. That was actually it.
Yeah.
The president. I mean, that's got to be a couple of years before that happens, surely. Good observation, Josh. Love you, bye.
Yeah, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Come on. I managed to save it last minute on Friday from an absolute five-balling.
Oh, and we were all ready for it. I still get messages from people shocked that you didn't get five-balled.
I know. And apparently the thing that we do, lads, when one person gets five and the rest get, and the other gets nil, is we have to drop trowel and put it on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I wasn't keen on that.
Yeah, I had to do it the week before, to be fair. Oh, it would have been so good. Oh, well, we go again.
You had your camera ready and everything. Yeah. You're, like, literally on Snapchat, ready to post.
Now, listen, we did bangers yesterday, me and Dev.
Yeah.
I somehow lost, even though I had Outkast Roses as my song. And Dev had, do you remember the song? The Big Bad Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
The Big Bad, which is a tune.
That's an inspired choice. I've never thought of that. Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Where are you?
Cheltenham.
Okay. And you're 25. What's your job?
I'm a heating engineer.
Oh, talk to me about heating, please.
You're having some problems.
Oh, a little
Scott's having terrible problems with his pipes.
Oh, I tell you what. Like, I've got a man coming around tomorrow, 8:30. He's promised to fix it. But apparently the circuit board isn't talking to the honey hollow.
Yeah.
Well,
I just made the last bit up because I don't know what he's talking about. He came around last week. I was also, this is really bad. I said to him, I don't understand what you just said. So can I record you saying that? That's terrible, isn't it?
No, it's brilliant. And then you play it to someone else who might understand.
Yeah, because I was like, surely one of my friends will know what he's talking about. To me, this may just as well be Arabic. So if I record him on his phone and play it to one of my other slightly more manly friends, then they might know what's going
on. Have you been dealing with a heating engineer, Scott? Or is it a heating engineer that also has another job as well? Because I know some of your handymen around your house do also double up on jobs.
No, he's just a heating engineer as far as I'm aware. Lovely guy called
The one that
Ray.
Doubles up as the kids' entertainer is amazing.
Anyway, so Charlie, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Normally pick Scott.
Do you? Yes, no one ever says that. Well, let's see if that changes when you find out what my banger is today. Here's my first offering of the week, because yesterday I was in freezing fog. It's this. Come on, Charlie.
Yeah, it's a tune, a little bit decent.
Fight for this love.
A little bit decent. Will all the other heating engineers out there love this one, Charlie, do you think?
I think they can have a sing along on site.
Just
something for everyone here with Cheryl and Fight for This Love.
Fight for This Love, that was it. Yeah, I forgot the name of that one. All right, you can have that or you can have my choice. A little bit of blonde.
A little bit of blonde.
A little bit of blonde. All cried out. I'm feeling this today. Yeah, I think this is a good... don't know what a good Tuesday song would be, but I kind of feel this would be it.
Well, only one person can make that choice. Charlie?
Oh, it's a tricky one. One's a little bit more upbeat, and one's a little bit cheesy. I'm not sure if that one's really going to go off on a Tuesday afternoon.
It's not going to be lit. Is that a joke in your trade as well?
No, not really. Not really larger. It's more of an electrician sort of joke.
Trouble is, mate, your boiler's not going to be lit tonight.
Your pilot light is going to be... No.
What have you got?
I think I'm going to have to go for crisp.
Predictable.
Yeah, nice.
Maybe that was the right choice. Blonde and All Cried Out. So it's one... No, it's two... No, hang on, it's
no,
one
no,
all.
No, it's weird. What? One all?
Isn't it?
You're not claiming Dev's win for your own, are you?
I blimmin' am.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
No, if you think that's going to get you out of what would be, I guess, a four-balling this week...
It's... Listen, sweetheart. No. If I wasn't in freezing fog at Schiphol yesterday...
You can't be claiming bangers whilst you're stuck in Amsterdam and Dev chooses the song. It doesn't work like that.
One all this week so
no,
far
it's not.
On that's, bangers. That's what we're going to do.
Do you know what? That sums you up. That sums up... there's no competitive spirit from you. You will cheat your way through anything. No, it's terrible. No, it is, Scott. It's 1-0.
No, but, like, he was on yesterday. It was
he
a mistake.
He was on yesterday.
I was mad. Yeah, but I was
supposed to be here. You're John Terry in this situation.
What does that even mean?
Next you'll be claiming that you're up for an Oscar just because, I don't know, Dev Patel is up for one. Doesn't mean that you're nominated, does it?
My show, my rules.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
Yeah. All right, okay, you can do fine. Have it your way.
Yeah.
1-0. And Bangers is back tomorrow at 2:40. Got myself a cracking new pair of sunglasses, thanks to Frank Carter earlier, who was on Any Other Bingo. Now, what's the latest with that?
So he's been on. I said, are you aware that you left some Hui Huans in the bag that you gave
Real nice
Scott,
sunglasses.
Along with the album? And I was expecting back, like, oh, no, forgot about it. Or, yeah, we thought we'd give some to Scott as a treat. But he says, ha-ha, they belong to our manager. Tell Scott I said happy birthday.
Is that technically theft?
I don't know.
Or has he asked the manager, can I give your sunglasses to Scott Mills? Even so, that's a weird thing to ask your manager.
Well, I think they belong to the manager.
Yeah, but why would you suddenly go, oh, can Scott have those?
Yeah, they're yours now.
Thanks for the present.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what I really enjoy about going to Europe is the kind of direct language approach. Mm. Like, sometimes they're not being rude, but it's just the way that they kind of say things, which is more direct.
Do you mean at the airport security, or do you mean other places?
The guy at airport security at Amsterdam yesterday was super friendly. You know, normally they just stare at you and then look down at your passport and then back up you and down and then up again. He was like, sure, have you had fun in Holland? I'm like, yeah, I really have.
Did he ask what you got up to?
He was like, what did you do? I'm like, oh, I got delayed a bit. He was like, oh, the airport's boring, right? I was like, yeah, a little bit. Really nice.
Chatting you up. It's
really
a fine
nice
line.
It wasn't
isn't
chatting
it?
Me up. It was real nice small talk. But when I arrived, I went into like a news agent on the first day on Saturday and I went, hey, can I get 2 bottles of water, please? And the guy goes, would somebody like to close my door? Now, like, to us, that sounds rude. Mm. He's just, that's just literal English. We'd be like, Would you mind closing the door, please? It's a bit cold. Would somebody like to close my door?
Is okay, that one, then. By the way? That's not one.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was on as well. I don't know.
Maybe it's a code.
They do love it in Holland.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, Chris, remember you found a guy online called Korean Billy. And we had him on last week on the show. We called him in Korea. And after we spoke to him, and then it seemed like every other station decided to have him on as well. So, people at those other stations, if you are listening, get your filthy hands off him. So, we saw Korean Billy...
Whoa, that was... yeah.
We saw Korean Billy on YouTube. And Billy spent a lot of time here in the UK because he was at uni in Preston. Mm. So, now he does these tutorials on YouTube teaching Korean people the different kind of accents of the UK. And they've been a massive hit online. And you tell me about this guy first.
Yeah, because they were going viral. And what's amazing is hearing how he interprets different dialects around the UK. It's just interesting, isn't it? It's how someone from South Korea sees all the different parts of the UK.
Yeah, and
how they speak.
We're a small island, but we have a lot of different languages going on. For example, here's Korean Billy doing Glaswegian.
That which part is pure confusing. I didn't go in because it was pure Baltic. Let's meet other trips at the pub before it gets hoaching. All right, John, some ginger.
He just loves our accents, that's why.
Yes, Korean Billy.
And Liverpudlian?
All right, la. Gotta go and see our kid in the Aussie. The brekkie was boss, la. I'm going to ask that for some scrawler. I need new club, la.
And lots of Korean people are now, like, using these to learn themselves, these different accents. What about London Roadman?
Gonna get a cheeky Nando's with him and them. That was bad joke, Split. Hey, your crepes are safe, fam. They're so bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit? Oi, allow it. That joke was bad dry, fam.
Yeah. So, do you remember last week when we spoke to Korean Billy? I suggested that the next accent he should try should be Hull.
Mm.
Now, do you know why I did that?
Well, at the time you said it's the city of culture.
Well, that's what he said as well.
Yeah.
And that's why he said, oh, I might try that. But what you didn't know was, obviously, at that point, I already knew that Radio 1's Big Weekend was coming to Hull.
I know, because you delight in telling everyone that you know where Big Weekend's going to be before it gets announced. You need to let everyone know that you know.
So I did slip that in last week. Obviously, no one knew that that was where it was going to be at that point.
It was very cunning of you.
Thank you. But then I said, oh, yeah, you should do Hull as the next one, because I knew that Big Weekend was going to be there. And he's done it. He's done it. Do you want to hear Korean Billy doing his Hull accent?
Yes.
Okay. Here it is.
It's snowing. I'm nithered. Hey, is that skeg? No, I'm proper muffed. Bears are lucky now.
There you go, 5 bread cakes.
Yep, that's Korean Billy doing Hull.
A proper muffed. Is that right?
We need to speak to him because I didn't know what some of those words meant because I'm not from Hull myself. Can we call Korea? Do I need to give you some money for that?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's in Northampton, originally from Hull, saying, it's true, Hull has its own language. As soon as I moved out of Hull, I realised no one could actually understand what I was saying or any of my sentences. OK, let's speak to Korean Billy. I believe we're being put through to his house now in Seoul, in Korea.
Yes.
Yeah, takes a while.
You can't count on me now.
Is this the ringtone?
This is banging.
All of South Korea.
Does it not just go...
This is amazing. This can't be the one song for all of the country.
Hey there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is that Korean Billy?
Yeah, this is Korean Billy.
Hello, it's Scott Mills from the radio, Radio 1.
Hello, did you hear the ringtone?
Yes, what is your ringtone, please?
Isn't it... I believe it was Count On Me by Bruno Mars, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, it is Bruno Mars' song.
Yeah, I believe so.
Did you choose that ringtone?
Yeah, because I really like that song.
Oh, I see. We thought that the phone ring in South Korea was that song for everyone.
Really? Not really. I paid for that, actually.
Okay. How are you doing anyway?
I've been great, actually. Yeah, very nice.
Do you know,
I actually saw the announcement of the BBC Speak Weekend.
Yes.
And... yeah, well, I was quite thrilled.
We were talking last week, weren't we, about your next accent needs to be Hull.
Mm-hmm.
And look where we are. You've done it.
Yeah. I was quite surprised, actually. Yeah, it did happen.
Well, Billy, I knew that we were going to be in Hull for Big Weekend last week when we spoke. So that's maybe why I suggested that maybe Hull could be the next one.
Yeah, you said, Hull definitely needs to be the next one. Yeah. So, yeah.
And you've been working hard on it, I see, to really master the Hullovian accent.
Yeah, and you actually taught me, right? That one.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, that one.
So, Billy, obviously you've been working hard on this since we last spoke over a week ago. Mm-hmm. So, can we hear a bit of the Hull accent?
Hull accent? Okay, so in Korea, it's snowing right now, so I would say, no, it's snowing.
Oh, no,
it's snowing.
It's snowing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Korean Billy, imagine you're on the stage at Big Weekend. Let's just imagine this for a minute.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Main stage, right? You walk out, thousands and thousands of people in front of you. You need to greet the massive crowd. What are you doing? What are you going to say?
I would say, no, so many people.
Here's Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
Don't promise on the headline act introducing that.
Oh, please, can we make that happen, Scott? Please.
Now, Dev was covering this show yesterday. I heard there was a bit of drama about how he was saying the word Hull.
That's right. There was loads of people saying that he pronounces Hull like the word Hull.
Hull.
Yeah, like... so it'd be Hull.
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 Korean Billy, you're the expert. How do you say the name of that place?
It's called Ol.
Ol, excellent.
Not Hull.
Yeah, Ol. Okay.
So you just, do you lose the
no H
at the beginning?
Yeah, you can just ignore the H sound
got
when
you
go to Hull.
Ol, got you.
Ol, there you go. And you can also say hello, not hello.
Oh, that's
hello.
Good. That's
okay.
Good.
Just... hello from Ol.
Hello. Yeah, hello from Ol.
Hello, Ol.
Yeah, hello.
Korean Billy, I'm so glad you did Hull as your next accent video.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad as well.
I know that I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, that's very nice. Thank you very much. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people go skinny dipping, he goes chunky dunking. It's Charlie Slough.
Ow! Do-do-do-do-do-do-do, yeah! Oosh! Oosh-ya, what that? Chunky dunking.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
I love that.
Do you?
Last Tuesday, you said... last Tuesday, who did you say was appearing on your show? Did you say it was Donald Trump at like half?
No, last week it was Kanye West.
Was it Kanye? And did he turn up?
Yes, he did.
He didn't, though.
He did. Listen back.
It's available on the iPlayer for the next 23 days.
Why do you do that? Why do you make things up?
I don't make things up.
No, but why do you, though?
No, I don't. It happened. It's factually correct.
Why can't you just be yourself?
What do you mean? I'm being myself. Rude.
How are you, please?
I'm amazing.
How are you finding the cold weather?
I'm all right, you know. I've got extra layers. I know he was going with that.
What a question.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I smelt a fat joke before it happened.
No, but sometimes...
No, I smell it. No, you don't have to say it. I smell it. No, I smell it.
Just saying that's...
No.
Sometimes... Chafing. Can be an issue.
I don't suffer from chafing. I've not got fat legs.
You haven't, actually.
I've not. It's bizarre.
That is... Your legs are good, you know.
Yeah, thanks, man. I get told quite a lot.
Yeah.
Strong calves.
Cracking set of pins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Lovely legs. Charlie Slough is on One Extra from 4 this afternoon, and now here's...
You're like a robin, aren't you?
That is rude. That is so rude. Man's a robin. I feel like that whole conversation was directed to that punchline.
It wasn't. Well,
no, it was.
If it was, it took a while to get there.
Yeah.
And here's today's Real or No Real.
Scientists have discovered a new type of healthy seaweed that tastes and looks like bacon.
Mm. Oh, this won't be for you, will it?
That is bizarre. I thought seaweed was healthy anyway.
Yeah, but you know when you go to Chinese and it says seaweed, that's not seaweed.
It's not seaweed, is it?
Well, why is it called seaweed?
It's cabbage, I think.
Is it?
No, I'm sure it's seaweed. It's seaweed.
No, it's not.
I don't think it is.
Right, you've seen seaweed in the sea. I don't know nothing like that, what they serve
it
you in the
Chinese.
It doesn't
look like cabbage either, does it?
No. What is it then? But I just always have it.
Mm. But it's what nice. Is it? It's nice.
But it is mystery foods.
Mm.
What is it?
It's seafood, sure. I mean, seaweed.
No, it's not.
But fake bacon's called faken. Am I right with that? So does fake cabbage, what's that then?
Can someone let us know what the actual seaweed stuff is, please? Because I would love to know what I'm eating at some point.
Yeah. Tastes well nice, though.
Yeah,
it's good. Probably nicer than real seaweed. But is there a new seaweed that tastes and looks like bacon? Healthy.
But here's the thing, if they're talking about real seaweed, that probably does taste gross, and so the idea that it would taste like bacon, really, really nice. But if it's just the one that we kind of normally have, then I'd say don't muck around with it.
Actually, that stuff that in the Chinese is a bit kale-like in its...
But why would they call it seaweed?
I don't know.
It's got to be seaweed.
We're about to find out, because loads of people will know. But is there a new seaweed that tastes and looks like bacon? Charlie Sloth?
I'm going to say real on this, you know. You know what these scientists are like these days.
Mm. And it's probably not even seaweed like the other one, so I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
It is real. Scientists in America have grown a new type of seaweed, looks and tastes like bacon, but has twice the nutritional value of kale and grows very quickly.
Wow.
But that is bacon. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. That's a mound of bacon.
That looks good. My mouth is dribbling right now.
That looks like bacon.
Yeah. Yeah, not even slightly like bacon. It looks like real bacon.
But that's seaweed. That's so weird. But twice the nutritional value of kale. I'm getting some. Not available here yet.
It's about time this happened.
I know. And next.
All the contenders for this year's Eurovision entry from the UK are YouTubers.
I mean, it'd be an interesting way to go about Eurovision, because famously we don't do that well.
No. Are you doing it this year?
As far as I'm aware.
Done already.
It's the UK You Decide on Friday, where the public decide who goes to be our entry for Eurovision.
How would you switch things up on Eurovision front?
For me, I think that myself, you and Scott should form a band.
Yeah?
And we should enter. I think we'd smash it.
But musically, would we go for there?
I don't know, we could spice it up a bit. Like, you could bring the acoustic element. I know you play guitar.
Mm, I do, yeah.
I could bring the rap element to it. And Scott,
it sounds whiffy,
I'll bring the glitter.
The glitter and the glam.
There you go. Yeah, you're right. There'll be something for everybody.
We'd smash it. We should do that.
Boy bands have entered before, though.
We're not credible. We're a crew. We're not a boy band.
Are we a vocal harmony group?
No, we're a crew.
With the rapping and the music and the sort of the glitter, as you call it all sounds a little bit Daz Samson to me. And we've tried that before, haven't we? With that Eurovision entry, and there was rapping in that, and it wasn't.
Yeah,
really.
But we're credible.
We've sent Blue, the boy band Blue.
Yeah, I mean,
a couple of novelty acts that didn't really work. Sent an old bloke once that didn't work. Sent an old lady once.
But we could
work.
All wear masks like the ones in Norway.
Right, no, you're just talking silly.
Is there still time for us to enter?
No.
Oh.
They'll be chosen on Friday on BBC Two. Real or no real? All of the Eurovision entries this year are YouTubers.
That's no real.
Well, no, I think this could be real.
Because of their following?
Mm.
That one is no real.
No, but they are all former X Factor contestants.
Are they?
Are they?
Yep, all of them. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, it's blowing my mind that the stuff they called seaweed in Chinese restaurants is actually cabbage, because it is.
What?
Yeah.
It's cabbage?
Yeah.
So why are they calling it seaweed for?
I don't know. That's really weird.
That's not on.
So you do learn a lot on Real or No Real.
Yeah, you do.
I've always wanted to know what that actually is, because I never believed it was seaweed. And here's your final fact.
Firefighters in Dubai are now equipped with jetpacks to get them to the scene of a fire as soon as possible.
If you've ever been to Dubai, you will know that it's kind of ridiculous. And they do things like this. They build the tallest, the biggest, everything, the best. A ridiculous place. Police cars are sometimes Lamborghinis.
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, they just have the best of everything.
It's a good idea getting there quickly.
Yeah.
My problem is he won't be packing much water on that thing, will he? So if he's there to fight fire, what's he then doing? Whips out a sort of water gun or something.
Very good point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all well and good him turning up, but...
So is it a bit like kind of Ghostbusters vibes?
What, with the jetpack?
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of what it looks like.
Sick. Are they actually a thing? Jetpacks,
yeah, I'm not sure. It's like hoverboards.
Yeah.
But what everyone calls hoverboards are just the two-wheeled things that were going around for a while.
Were the ones that blew up?
Yeah. Well, some of them blew up. Yeah,
some of them blew up.
Yeah, that all went a bit weird.
I know.
And you're not allowed to drive them anyway.
You don't hear about those anymore. Like,
you're not allowed to drive them, that's why.
You're not allowed to have them on the road.
Oh, that kind of put the end to that, didn't it?
Yeah. It really did, actually, yeah. And then some of them started, all went
blowing
a bit
up.
Odd. Yeah. But maybe an idea to go revisit at some point and do slightly better.
But in the city where they do have, like, the newest, the biggest, the tallest, do you think that there are now firefighters with jetpacks to get them there as quickly as possible?
I want it to be true because the vision in my head that I'm having right now is a beautiful thing. But... I don't believe jetpacks are a thing yet. So I'm going to say no real.
I think this is going to be real because I think they sometimes like to show off. And I think this will be one of those examples.
But you're saying that jetpacks are a thing?
Yes.
That one is real.
Yes. What?
It's totally true. And if you look it up, it is insane. Say what you see right now.
Oh, that's not a jetpack.
That's a jet ski.
Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on a minute. He's rising from the water.
That's right.
Well, it's kind of like a jetpack. He's got a massive hose.
Yeah, it's powered by water. I've been on one of those.
So he's on the water, so he's got a hose which is going through the water.
That's not a jetpack.
Well, I don't know what you call that then.
It's
really.
Not a jetpack. It's
like a water hose.
So the Dubai Fire Department can now travel to a fire by first getting on jet skis and then using water-powered jetpacks to get up to the fire. Oh, come on, it looks cool.
It's not a jetpack. It's not a jetpack.
They're the same ones they've got in the harbour at, like, posh holiday resorts, right?
Yeah. I went on one in the summer.
You've been on one?
Yeah.
I've seen people do that a lot and fail at it. Generally, did you fail?
For a little while, first 10 minutes. Then I got it and I was flying.
Apparently, it means they will avoid traffic and they will not run out of water. At the end of that round of real or no real.
Actually, a draw. I got 20, Charlie got 20.
My ting.
All right, so what's on your show today, please? On One Extra.
Now,
we've got Greg James here on Radio 1.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. On One Extra today. This I've got another big interview. It's pre-recorded. It's done. It's in a can. Young Thug. Do you know who Young Thug is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got an interview with Young Thug, and I talk about his like for wearing knickers.
This is the problem with this is the boy who cried wolf situation.
What was that?
Oh my God! What was that?
that was really quite
it was
horrible.
It was like a cough. But yeah, I apologise.
spontaneous combustion. Are you all right, huh?
From 4 p.m, I've got Young Thug on the show.
Is that the noise you make when you lie?
No, it's not.
Yeah, let's get that clipped up. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast free. Scott Mills.